You look nervous.
Gunnar's voice rings out. Hmm? I look up. I thought the room was empty, but he still sits in his chair, reclined with arms behind his head. The pose causes his biceps to bulge. What did you say? I cock my head.
I said, you look nervous.
He rises and grabs his notebook.
But I'm nervous too.
What do you mean? I watch while he strolls closer.
I just need some help. You know, tutoring. Can you tutor me, Mr. Rose? I'm nervous about the exam. It's like you said, academic probation.
Well, of course. I help all my students.
Good, good. Gotta do some exam prep together.
He leans in, shadow draping over my body.
I promised the entire team I'd do this.
You're gonna help them?
Yeah, we're all gonna get perfect grades.
He drops his notebook on my desk.
What do you think of my notes?
I grab the book, flipping through pages. It's completely blank. What? I scowl. Is this a joke? Gunnar doesn't reply. He just looks down, running fingertips along his lean, striated forearms. He turns his palm toward me, tracing along a thick vein bulging from his tender skin.
I saw the way you were watching us at practice.
My eyes dart to the door, students chatter outside. You should go.
But I need to get ready for the exam. You'll help, right?
I look up into his green eyes. It's happening again. The weird heart rate, the sweating, the boner. My breathing comes in short, rapid bursts. Panic injects into my veins. I gulp, struggling to even open my mouth.
It's okay to touch.
His tone is calm and steady. It's the voice of a leader, a team captain. I just stare at his ripped arms like a deer about to be murdered by a pickup truck.
Don't be scared. I'll help.
He reaches out, taking my fingers in his calloused hand. He touches my tips to his soft inner skin, gliding up the veins. I don't know why, but I reach forward, hand wrapping around his forearm and squeezing. It's a meaty, weighty, supple sensation, dense and warm. Is this what power feels like? Masculinity? I look down at my own doughy arms. I'm nothing like him. You're strong. I force the stupid words out.
You ever touched calves before, Mr. Rose?
Just my wife's.
Doesn't count.
He walks around my desk and turns, displaying a broad back that tapers into silky athletic shorts. Firm, round buns bulge, guiding my eyes down hairy legs. His hard calves are like tightened fists, each clenched to beat the shit out of me.
Well, what do you think?
He speaks, still facing away. Sweat beads on my upper lip. My brain races while the room spins.
You can touch, but you've got to get on the ground. Gotta kneel.
Kneel for you? My heart pounds so hard I might have an aneurysm.
Shh. Don't overthink it. No one's gonna come in, and if they do, you'll be hidden behind me. Just come on, do it.
It's surreal, but in my state of panic, his command feels so right. So easy. I'm here trying to run risk-reward calculations, but his deep voice just tells me what to do. Just takes all that stress away. Maybe that's why I slump down. Maybe that's why my body moves on its own. Maybe that's why I kneel. Legs on the hard floor, I gaze up at a flawless specimen of masculinity. Like the warriors I teach about, he's built for speed, dexterity, and strength. Long socks run up his calves, accentuating the curvature and hiding the beauty within. What if I peeled them away like unwrapping a gift on Christmas morning? Breathing comes in sharp bursts while my shaky, sweaty fingers rise. They press into his warm socks, hands gripping his calves while the muscle tenses. Dense and solid, but with the faintest hint of fleshy resistance, they're so fucking warm, fucking hot. Oh, wow. My mouth hangs open. My eyes droop.
Does it feel good?
Umph.
Rub your boner, Mr. Rose. It's okay, I won't tell anyone. It can be a little secret, bonding with my favorite teacher.
I'm your favorite?
Shh. Just rub. Rub yourself for me, okay?
Yes, Gunner. Captain. How does he know that I'm hard? Is it that obvious? Am I that easy to read? He's right, though. Down between my legs, firm, cylindrical meat bulges. My vision blurs the moment my hand makes contact, one palm rubbing my cock and the other rubbing his soccer calf. I can't tell which is harder. Oh God, it feels good. My face flushes bright red. My voice sounds like someone else is speaking.
I've seen the way you look at me in class, the way you look at all the boys. We've noticed.
A click echoes while he speaks, the classroom door cracking open as two massive figures race in. I freeze, staring with abject horror while they slam it shut. The scene on display, a middle-aged man fondling college bro muscle, kneeling and rubbing a dirty boner. It's impossible to explain, but I don't have to.
About time you showed up.
Gunnar nods at the jocks. Hayden? Preston? I force the names out.
Hey, Mr. Rose!
Hayden plops down in the front row of desks.
Glad we made it in time.
Preston sits beside him.
What?
I glance between them, heart beating so hard it's gonna explode.
Easy now. I messaged the boys. It's just a group study session. Nothing weird about that.
Yeah, tutoring!
Hayden kicks his legs out and stretches. I gaze up at Gunner's hulking back.
Shut up. Stop whining.
He puts his hands on his hips.
Show me some fucking respect. I'm staying after class to tutor you.
Tutor me?
Respect me, Mr. Rose. What's the deepest way to respect a man?
I gaze up at the round buns bulging from his shorts. My answer comes automatically. The ass.
What do you want to do?
I want to kiss it.
Tribute it? Not with your lips, but with something a straight man can actually use. You've done this before. You know what to do.
My eyes shine with terror while my fingers move as if guided by a ghost. Gunner's teammates smirk while my hand dips into my back pocket, clutching my wallet. That look on their faces. Have they done this to anyone else? Have they used boys around campus? Catching a teacher, is that like fishing a whale? Weird, hazy thoughts race while my fingers slide into the tight, fat wallet lips. I spread the leather walls, stroking a smooth, crisp $100 bill. Oh, fuck. What's happening? What's going on? My hand rises, sliding the bill against Gunner's rough palm. Still looking away, his fingers wrap around the cash. His hot skin grazes mine. An offering. An offering to ass, man ass.
Kiss it.
Gunner's deep voice sends a shot of adrenaline into my blood. With both hands, I grip his thighs for support. Out the corner of my eye, I spot movement from Hayden and Preston, but I don't care. My attention is glued between those hard, round cakes. Oh, goddamn. There's a little sweat stain running up the crack, still moist. Closer. Closer. My nose glides to the cleavage while time flows in slow motion. Musky, dirty, bodily scent floods my lungs. I should gag, but it only makes my vision blur. The tip of my nose runs up the wet fabric, inserting like a key into a lock. My lips press, the dirtiest part of the male body, the dirtiest part of my most troubled student. I kiss.
Oh, that's perfect. Nice and deep, Mr. Rose.
Preston watches.
Yeah, move your hand a bit for the camera.
Hayden joins in. Camera? I turn to them with flushed cheeks and a tiny smile. It vanishes. Whatever hazy euphoria I just felt, it evaporates like water thrown onto a bonfire. Gunner stands still, but his friends lean forward on their desks, phone cameras pointed straight at me. A horrified gasp leaves my lips. I gag.
Fucking sicko.
Gunner starts laughing.
Perv. Pervert.
Was it worth it? Was it worth $100?
Preston starts laughing too.
He's still hard! He's leaking!
Hayden points at my pants.
Should we show Nick?
Gunner finally turns, staring down at me with huge, psycho eyes.
Think he'd be proud of his dad? His ass-kisser father? Fag dad?
Please no.
I reach out, grabbing his ankles. He slides a big hand onto my head, clutching a fistful of hair. Our eyes lock. A deep, genuine smile curls on his face while he speaks.
You're mine now.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.